This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I posted a podcast that said that Democrat voters are evil too, not just Democrat leaders, but the voters. And, you know, not everybody was convinced of that at that time, but guess what? Now, taking a look, how many regular everyday Democrats, how many have spoken out against the vote rigging? The answer is zero. I mean, as far as I can tell, have you heard of any Democrats saying, hey, wait a minute, guys, we should maybe make sure that this election was honest? No, there are no Democrats saying that, not one. They say, well, who cares if it was rigged? We won. I mean, that's their attitude. That shows you that everyday Democrat voters are evil. They are evil people. Or really, they're unethical, immoral people. Same thing about censorship. How many Democrats spoke out against the extreme censorship of conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters over the last 4 years? That number is very, very small. Now, you might count Glenn Greenwald in that category now, but he only really spoke out about it after he was censored. I mean, he wasn't really focused on censorship until it happened to him. And that's the way a lot of these people are. And this is the surprise that's in store for a lot of liberals. If Joe Biden becomes president, it means that communist China is running America. And it means that the globalists are running America. It means they're going to be able to proceed with their plans of depopulation, which is going to be more COVID pandemics, COVID-21, COVID-22, COVID-23. More lockdowns, more mandatory vaccines, mandatory masks, crushing the economy, selling out America to China, which, of course, China controls the entire Biden crime family, and so on. And eventually, guess what? All Democrats will come to realize eventually the tyranny comes to their door, too. But by then, it'll be too late because they supported the authoritarian system. They supported the vote rigging as long as their candidate won. They have no ethics, they have no principles, and thus they sow the seeds of their own destruction. The sad part is that they destroy our society alongside their own. I mean, we will all suffer under the foolishness and tyranny and complacency and complicity of left-wing Democrats who in their hearts are all evil. There are very few exceptions to this. They have no morals, they have no ethics. And part of that's because they have no faith in God. They don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in the Ten Commandments. They, you know, their first commandment is probably like, do unto others before they do unto you. You know, that's probably what they believe. Like, kill before you are killed. And, you know, they're Democrats. This is their whole philosophy. And it's no wonder that they go right along with the entire corporate globalist system while somehow telling themselves that they are the revolution, that they are the uprising against the establishment. Wait a minute. The entire establishment is funding Black Lives Matter. The entire establishment, the media establishment, is supporting the left-wing Democrats and the Joe Bidens and so on. You're not rising up against anything. You, as a leftist I'm speaking to, are nothing but a pawn of the system. You're not anti-establishment. You're not a revolutionary. You're a foolish puppet. You're a pawn. You're cannon fodder to be thrown into the battle and cast aside as soon as your usefulness is over. And yet they don't realize that. They think they've won a great victory for humanity. No, you have won a great victory for the globalists who are going to exterminate humanity. And you know, thank God Trump is willing to fight this. And Trump, I believe, will still be victorious in this because all the evidence is on Trump's side. As long as he's willing to fight and he can get his hands on the evidence, which is happening with attorneys like Jay Sekulow and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and many other high-powered attorneys are already on this, the Democrats left a trail of fraud that is so huge, they can't hide it. It cannot be ignored. It's so evident that if the rule of law applies here, this election outcome will be decided in favor of Trump. And then if that happens, guess what you're really going to see? Now you're going to see the real lack of humanity of leftists come out. Because all those leftists who have been recently celebrating in the streets and talking about love and we all need to come together and how wonderful it is that America can finally join with the world, blah, blah, blah. All those people, the minute Trump is announced the victor, guess what? They're going to start burning buildings down again. They're going to start attacking government officials, shooting Christians in the streets, pulling white people out of their cars and beating them to death and things like that. Because that's who they really are. They are tyrants. They are bullies. This is who Democrats are. If they don't get their way, they would love to beat you to death. And they don't care how they get their way, even if it means cheating and destroying the very democracy that they claim to be protecting. You know, the slogan of the Washington Post is, "Democracy dies in darkness." Well, that's the blueprint for the Washington Post, is to censor everything they don't want you to read in order to destroy democracy. That's like a plan for them. That when they get up in the morning, they say, "What are my orders today, sir?" Oh, destroy democracy in darkness. That's how the Washington Post works. And that's how leftists work. They are bullies. But I think that they've met the limit of what they're going to be allowed to do, because the American people are right now, I'm talking about the real Americans, the patriots, the Trump supporters, the gun owners, are right now holding their patience to see this process work through the courts. The courts, if they have any inkling of fairness remaining, they must decide in favor of Trump. These hundreds of thousands of fake rigged ballots must be thrown out because they're fraudulent. They were fabricated by Democrats in the middle of the night. They have to be thrown out. So if we have a system of justice in America, Trump wins. If we don't have a system of justice, I think that patriots all across America figure, well, we've got nothing left to lose. Might as well rise up. Might as well defend this republic by using the Second Amendment, because that's the only thing that's left. You know, if the courts won't look at evidence, and if the media just lies and gaslights the country, and if big tech censors all conservative voices, including the president himself, and the local DAs allow the criminal violent rioters to be set free to commit more crimes, if all of that is going on, what choice do you have if the courts reject the facts of the case, which is that the Democrats committed massive coordinated fraud to steal this election? What choice do you have? I feel that millions of Americans will decide there is no choice other than to join with Trump, activate the Second Amendment, and fight for your nation. I think that's where this is going if the courts don't decide in favor of Trump. Now, if the courts do decide in favor of Trump, then of course there's going to be a different kind of battle. It's going to be radical leftists committing mass treason and mass arson and just, you know, genocide attempts and so on. Execution squads running around, killing everybody who voted for Trump or who donated to Trump and so on. And that's a different kind of battle. And yeah, there's going to be blood in the streets in that scenario too. So it's worth noting, by the way, that in either one of these scenarios, America almost certainly descends into a bloody civil war. Based on where we are now, I don't see that a civil war is averted in any scenario. So this time that we have right now, this kind of calm before the storm, where things are still functioning relatively normally, you can still place orders online. You know, you can still get deliveries from UPS. You can still go out to a restaurant or go to the grocery store and go shopping. You can still perhaps buy ammo if you can find any. This calm before the storm will not last. And I don't know what day it's going to be that things go insane. But let's say that the courts, maybe one day the Supreme Court, January 23rd, the Supreme Court decides to throw out all the ballots received after November 3rd. Trump wins. Trump wins. Within 12 hours, the radical left will be killing people in the streets. On the other hand, if the Supreme Court throws it out and betrays Trump and says, no, your evidence doesn't count here, we're just going to give this election to Joe Biden, even though he obviously rigged it, if that happens, then there's going to be a real rising up of pro-America resistance to defend the Republic, which is a sworn oath, by the way, of every member of the military and law enforcement and holder of public office. And they are obliged to do this. And Trump may declare an insurrection at that point, by the way. Trump may declare an insurrection and then arrest the treasonous actors and just say, nope, we're not going to sit back and allow this country to be stolen. We're going to declare the insurrection. We're going to arrest those who committed treason, and we're going to supersede the corrupt courts and save America ourselves. And if that happens, you know, there's going to be blood in the streets from the radical leftists anyway. So get ready, folks, get ready. There are no scenarios where this is resolved in a calm and peaceful manner that I can see. No scenarios whatsoever. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.